do this. This will be enough. Thank you. We understand the Eucharist only, sisters, only if we know that the Eucharist is God become man. Either we realize, and I mean realize, that God became a true man like us, as we believe in everything but sin. Human body, human will, human intellect, human imagination, human feelings, human joys, human sorrows. And that is why the Council of Nicaea is indispensable for understanding the Holy Eucharist. That God became a true man, and that the man Jesus of Nazareth is the true God. And that is the Eucharist. And sisters, the first six councils of the Catholic Church, general councils, from different perspectives, each one met to defend Christ's true humanity and true divinity. I think I should share this with you. I've said that I've taught in six Protestant seminaries, including 7 years at the Lutheran School of Theology, and never once was I asked to give you one lecture on Protestantism. They couldn't care less. And they paid the Jesuits good money to have me teach Catholic faith to the Protestants. And I told them this. Martin Luther, who started Protestantism, he denied, as we know, the real presence. He lost his faith in his own priesthood. But why? What happened to him? Well, he lost his faith in Christ's divinity, that Jesus Christ, true man, was and is true God. In other words, it is impossible to believe in the real presence. You cannot believe in it unless you believe that God became true man. And that this God who became true man will never cease to be man for all eternity. God did not become man just for a while, not just for 33 years. He became man for all eternity. And Luther, sisters, the published writings of Martin Luther are in 54 volumes. However, there are writings of Martin Luther that will never, I don't say will never be translated into English. They will never be published. Why not? There are 6 volumes of Martin Luther's writings in which Jesus Christ is anything but God in human form. Martin Luther describes Christ committing sin. Do you hear me? Now I say this as I told my Lutheran students, because behind faith in the Eucharist, the foundation, the rock bottom foundation, is faith in the Incarnation. Am I clear? Our faith in the Eucharist, our understanding of the Blessed Sacrament, is only as clear, only as sound, only as solid as our faith in the Incarnation. Teach my own Jesuit priests how I hammer that in. Everything depends on our faith that the child whom Mary conceived in her womb at Nazareth was her God, and that the second person of the Holy Trinity assumed a real, true human nature. And it is this God who became true man. It is this God who is not just in the Eucharist. It is this God made man who is the Eucharist. And that's why Nicaea, 325 A.D., is indispensable for understanding our faith in the real presence. Now, after Nicaea, from the beginning of the 4th century, when, as you remember, the church was, Catholic Church was allowed to have, churches above ground. The first religious, both men and women, were all religious in hiding. That's how they went to Egypt, to the deserts of Egypt, but near enough to water so they could well survive. And they were hundreds of miles away from the big cities. Those are the villages. This is good to know. The first villages from the first century lived in hiding. They had to. And without exception, these religious, I repeat, living in hiding, they all have the Blessed Sacrament. The real peasants, either in their monasteries, which would have to be kept, miles and miles away from the big cities, or, on a mountain, hidden from sight, or individuals, who are then, let's call them hermits, as we said before, and hermitesses. Solitary contemplatives. And the bishops in the early church realized there can be no consecrated life without the Eucharist. Am I clear? Even the individuals who were in hiding were allowed by the bishops to keep the Blessed Sacrament, because this is, as they believed and we believe now, Jesus Christ, and we need His presence to remain faithful to our own consecrated life. Tabernacles existed, we know, by the year 800, in the 500 years after the church was allowed to exist and operate above ground.